Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. Let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to pray. And Father, we pray that you will open up the understandings of every heart, soul, mind, and spirit. And Lord, that you'll anoint my speaking and anoint these words. Open every heart and soul to receive the true meaning of your word from the Bible, your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Okay, let's go.
The Lord wants a river.
Right, that he desires a river. Okay, then what?
If the flow of life is to increase within us, within the house, the Lord, as the man of brass, has to measure us. He is the one who does the testing, the one who judges, the one who examines, and the one who possesses, because he measures us.
And he measures us for the reason to possess us, amen, to see if he wants to possess us or not. If I look at an apple and it looks real great on one side, I turn it around and it's rotten. I've measured it, judged it, and examined it and found it to not be something that I want, all right? But he's the one that examines and judges and measures so that he can possess us, all right? Then what?
The more he measures us, the deeper and the broader the flow will be.
Within us. Then what? I should have added that. Then what?
After he has measured us fully, the flow will become a river. In every city, we need a river.
Yeah, every city in the United States of America and every city in the world needs to have a river in it. Amen? A river of what? Of life. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord's life. Why? Because if there's no river in every city, then the people in the city where there is no river, they won't be able to be saved. Because only the Spirit, the river, the flow of life, can win a person's soul and can keep them standing, keep them in the flow every second of every day, because the Lord is measuring us every second of every day, according to the Bible. He's judging us. All of God's ways are judgment. Everything he does, every breath we take, every thought we have, the Bible says it's recorded. Amen?
Amen.
Every idle word is recorded. Then what?
The river comes out of the measuring of the brass man within the house.
Right. The measuring comes from Jesus. Jesus is the brass, the man of brass. Amen?
Amen.
He does all the measuring. Because the man of brass, again, I reiterate, is brass, stands for judgment, measurement, weighing, examining, to possess. Okay? Then what else?
To be in the home church alone is not enough.
No, just to be sitting in a church where there's a flow, there is a flow in there, but that's not enough. What is there to be needed? Doesn't there need to be a river? Measurement? Has to be measurements. I mean, okay, go ahead.
We all need to be measured by the Lord.
Yes. And what?
We may be in a home church, yet the living water may not be so deep. The flow in the church may not yet be a river. When we have been completely measured by the Lord, we will have the river.
Yes, because we'll be totally on the altar. And there won't be any, there'll be rest then. We can rest from all of our labels, A-L-L. When you're totally on the altar, when you're fully measured with the 4,000 cubits, amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The Lord is not satisfied with only a flow of the living water. He wants a river because the river waters, heals, and produces. In Ezekiel.
Okay, now a river produces. Whenever there's a river flowing in the church, then which is the house, and then all the people that are in there are the house combined, are the building. Amen?
Amen.
And so there's no way that the city can be evangelized unless they are on the altar, every one of them, because it isn't just what you say. It's the way of life, the river flowing in you. They seek Jesus in you. And that's what wins the souls. There's a lot of preachers, a lot of teachers, but living the life, letting Christ live his life out in you as a river of life in you and flowing out of you is the difference between being a vessel of the Lord or the house of God and being totally on the altar and being like an unsaved person, just exactly like those that are lost or what they call carnal Christians. Then what?
In Ezekiel 47:6, the Lord asked Ezekiel, quote, "Son of man, hast thou seen this?"
Have you seen what? Have you seen this about the measuring and everything? Do you understand? Can you see this picture that's in the book of Ezekiel? Can you see it now? Can you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because you need to see it. We all need to see the flow and the river, the altar and the temple and the man of brass. And we all need to be measured. All right, then what?
We all need to see this marvelous, wonderful picture in Ezekiel. The river waters the desert and heals the Dead Sea for the purpose of producing life.
Okay. Read that again.
The river waters the desert.
Okay, do you know what the desert is? Huh?
I think so.
The whole world, amen? It's like, the whole world is like parched, dry, barren. Nothing can grow on it. Nothing can grow on the desert. It's parched and dry. It has to be the river of life come in there to give production out of the dry land, to make things grow there. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
And heals the Dead Sea for the purpose of producing life.
Well, what kind of life would be produced in the Dead Sea or the Salt Sea? Fish. Amen? Because there's no fish in there now. Is there?
No.
Right. And drinkable water that gives life. Then what?
The Lord told Ezekiel in 47:8, quote, "These waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go down into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the water shall be healed."
They'll be healed. You'll be able to drink it. Because you can't drink that water now. You could, but you'd probably die. Because there's no life in that water. Then what?
The river in verse 8 goes down into the desert. The desert here in Hebrew is the proper noun, Araba, which means the wilderness.
Araba.
Which means the wilderness, the dry land, the parched land where nothing grows.
It's not Tutarba or Arudaba, it's Araba. Okay? Let's go.
Hence, this is the desert. This.
Yeah, that's the dry, parched land. Araba. Okay, then read that back.
The desert here in Hebrew is the proper noun Araba, which means the wilderness, the dry land, the parched land where nothing grows.
Nothing can grow out there in Araba. Okay, then what?
Hence the desert.
Or the desert. Then what?
This land needs the watering.
Right, the world needs to be watered, amen? It needs the Spirit of the Lord?
Amen.
Isn't it pretty dry right now?
Yes.
Isn't it parched?
Yes.
It's talking about the desert there, so if anything can grow on that desert, and if the Salt Sea, or the Dead Sea, which is the same thing, can be made to where it's drinkable, then God can do anything. Amen?
Amen.
So he's going to raise everybody from the dead one of these days. And so I believe that he can also make when everybody in that area out there gets saved, or as many that's going to get saved, will be saved. I believe that those waters, because the Bible says so, will be healed. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
The river is for watering the dry land and for healing the Dead Sea.
Healing the dead, those that are dead in their sins and trespasses. Amen?
Amen.
Then when the Hebrews get saved out there, and the people all over the world, the millions. Go ahead.
Araba is close to the Dead Sea. Joshua...
Yeah, the desert is close to the Dead Sea. I've been there. You know where that is? It's like by Jericho. You can see it right from Jericho. You're standing up there on the cliff, and there's like a gradual slope right down, and at the bottom of it is the Dead Sea, the Salt Sea. And this Jericho is kind of an oasis. There's palm trees there, date palms and things like that. Have you been there?
Yes.
Yeah. Am I right?
Yes.
And it's all Arabic.
Yes.
Okay. And kind of poverty-stricken in Jericho. I wanted to see the walls that were dead, that tumbled down, but that's been a lot of years ago. And I couldn't find, I didn't look enough. It was so depressing there that I just wanted to get out. Because that dead salt sea is very bleak looking. There's no trees around there and nothing, no vegetation at all. Then what?
Joshua 3:16 refers to the Dead Sea as the Sea of the Araba. The Dead Sea, or the Salt Sea, is near the Araba. Because of the flow of the river into the sea, the salt waters in the sea are healed. The sea now becomes fresh water because the salt has been swallowed up.
Can the Lord do that?
Yes.
Sure, he's going to ignite the entire world on fire. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, not one inch of the earth will not be on fire. Everything will be on fire. So he can... change the waters of the dead salt sea and make them sweet water to drink. Amen?
Amen.
And he can make a person that is dead and dry, he can make a fountain inside of them springing up unto eternal life. But they have to accept the flow, the river of life, from the house. And the house is what? The church. Amen?
Amen.
The home church, where all the homies live. Right?
Right.
Okay, then what?
The river comes first to water the dry land, which can't grow anything.
But there's nobody can get saved on their own, can they?
No.
It has to be the river. And the river has to come out of the flow, and the flow comes out of the house, and the river comes out of the house. Amen?
Amen.
Now, do you understand it a little better?
Yes.
Then what?
The river comes first to water the dry land, which can't grow anything, and comes also to heal the death waters.
The waters of death. Then what?
This watering and healing is for the purpose of producing life.
Like it says in the book of Revelation, there's a river of life that goes through there, and there's trees on all sides, on both sides of it. Amen?
Amen.
It bears 12 different manner of fruit. Every month, a different manner of fruit. Okay, then what?
The two types of life produced in Ezekiel 47 are plant life and animal life. Verse 7 tells us that, quote, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other.
Right, so that's going to happen. Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord in the New Testament likens, many times it's like a tree. The Lord likens humans as trees. Amen?
Amen.
That bear fruit or don't bear fruit. He says, every tree that bringeth not fruit shall be hewn down and cast into the fire. Amen?
Amen.
So there's going to be trees springing up over there. Both kind. Amen?
Amen.
Because it's miraculous. There's going to be a lot of miracles in these last days. Impossible? No. All things are possible with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
He's going to do it for his people. Then what?
Trees are of plant life. The river of water brings forth an abundance of fish. Verse 9.
It's like animal life. Amen?
Amen.
So the water is going to bring forth... And whoever thought of spreading their nets out on the dry land? Doesn't that seem odd?
Yes.
Well, we're doing that all the time. I know I am. I'm preparing nets to catch men, fishers. I'm a fisher of men. Amen?
Yeah.
And we all have to be that way. And everybody, the Bible states that John took a rod and measured the altar and the temple, and all those that are in there. And he states also that the whole church, they're one, and so therefore the entire church are prophets. They prophesy. Amen?
Amen.
They preach. They let the water flow through them. So if you're a member of the church of the Lord, the house of God, the building, then the water's flowing out of you, not just a flow, but a whole river. Amen?
Amen.
So you have to just look at it the way the Lord says. Okay, then what?
Verse 10 says, quote, "And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from En-Gedi even unto En-Eglaim. They shall be a place to spread forth nets."
Yeah, these dry lands will be a place to spread nets. Oh my goodness, why would you ever want to put a net on dry ground, on parched ground? The whole world is parched. We're set spreading a net for them every day. Amen?
Yeah.
And sending mail to Israel, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we're doing tracks in Hebrew and Arabic, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right there by the Salt Sea, the Dead Sea. And then what?
"Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many."
To be a whole lot of them, exceeding many. Amen? It says so. 140 and 4,000 elect and multitudes of millions that cannot be numbered. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
"According to the Hebrew, En-Gedi means the fountain of kids."
The fountain of kids. That's what it means. You can look it up in the your Hebrew dictionary. Okay? It's the fountain of kids. And then what?
"And En-Eglaim means the fountain of two calves."
So there's the fountain of kids and the fountain of calves, the young people. Then what?
"So the flow of the river produces trees, fish, and cattle."
Right.
"The fishermen spread their nets on the land from En-Gedi unto En-Eglaim."
That's what it says. Huh? Most fishermen, they go out and spread their nets out in the sea. Amen?
Amen.
What do they expect to catch out on dry land? How many fish can they catch there? The Lord isn't so much concerned about fish, but He is men. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
"They spread their nets on the land between these two fountains."
The fountain of what?
Kids.
And the fountain of two calves, right?
Right.
Then what?
"The trees, the fish, and the cattle in Ezekiel 47 are mentioned according to the order in Genesis 1. Plant life created first.
Was created first. Then what?
And the cattle are third."
Right. Yeah, the fish were second and the cattle third. Amen?
Amen.
Same sequence. Okay, then what?
"We need En-Gedi and we need En-Eglaim, the fountain of the kids and the calves. We must know, realize, that the potential with the Lord's recovery is also with the new Christians, the babes."
Right, and the young people. Because that's why it's so upsetting to me when I see people not training their children up in the way of the Lord. And they will not depart from it. They don't know anything about the history of the church, the Bible, or anything until just recently. I found that out through the young people that go to school, that their parents never told them anything, as though they're discounting the kids and the cattle, the calves. All right? And these are very important. Because they're the ones that carry on the gospel. All right, now let's keep going.
"I'm very happy when I see the newborns, all the kids and calves in the church. All the youth in the Lord need the care of the older saints."
Right, now they're very important, the kids and the calves. But they really need also the care of the older saints. I'm an older saint, but I really love to see the young ones being brought up with the river of life in them, because they're the ones that are going to carry on the prosperity of God's house. Those that are getting older, they be the one that train them, but they've got all this energy and new life in them, and they can go out and win many millions of souls if they're raised up properly. If the Spirit of the Lord, if the flow of God's life is in them as a river, then what?
All the kids need the care of the older saints. We need to appreciate the old saints as well as the young. We all have our place in the building. We must realize that the future, the prosperity, and the potential of the Lord's moving is with the young ones.
Right, the potential, God wants a completed building. All right, so we can't just discard the young people and pretend as though we're the only important ones and leave them to go astray. Many of them have fallen away. And so it shows that you're not interested in bringing forth by the Spirit of, or the flow of the Lord flowing through you as a river, the entire building of God, the bride of the Lord. You're not concerned about appropriating his bride for him. And it's through the elders and the youth. It has to be a combination of both. The kids and the calves as well. There has to be a fountain of kids and a fountain of the calves. Amen? That's what the Bible says. Then what else?
We must realize that the future, the prosperity...
Because not only do people not know what the English language means, but it's very important when you're reading the Bible to know what some of these key words are in Hebrew. That's nice to know that one means the fountain of kids and the other is the fountain of two calves. Amen?
Amen.
Because you wouldn't know just by reading those words, would you?
No.
No. Then what else?
We must realize that the future, the prosperity, and the potential of the Lord's moving is with the young ones, with the kids, and with the calves.
Right, because he's on the move, and his time is growing short now, and everybody has to be filled with the Spirit. The Spirit has to be flowing through everybody as a river, and there has to be the church, the home church, in every locality in the world. And you can see that people here and there in different towns all over the place are picking up the literature. They're getting saved and they want to know more, right?
Yes.
And that's why these tapes, why the tracks. Then what?
The many young people among us who are full of life are evidence that the home church is the fountain of the kids and the fountain of the calves.
Right. Where you say, where is this fountain? It's the church. Amen?
Amen.
Wouldn't that be the fountain of all life? Is the church the body of Christ?
Yes.
Christ is the head, and we are the body. Amen?
Amen.
That's where the fountain of life is, and that's where the flow of the Lord's life is, and where the river flows out of the house, the church. Do you get it?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
All older saints should be so happy that we have so many kids. The kids are proof of the freshness in the Lord's recovery.
Right, that's the Lord's recovery. It's these new babes in the Lord, not just young people, but new baby Christians. They could be older people, 50, 60 years old, 40 years old, 35. They're new babes. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
We need to thank the Lord very much for so many young ones among us.
Amen. Then what?
We need to thank the Lord that Araba, the desert, the dry land, the parched wilderness, has become the fountain of kids and of calves.
Right. Because the church has to be there. Amen?
Amen.
Or the flow from the church, the river from the church has to flow there. Everywhere. Amen?
Amen.
We're doing the best we can with the wherewithal that we have. Amen. I just ordered another load of paper today. It'll be there Tuesday. Then what?
We also need to praise the Lord that the Dead Sea, the Salt Sea, has become the living and fresh sea to produce a multitude of fish. By the flowing of the river, there are also fishers, fishermen of men.
Yeah, fishers of men. Is that what Jesus said?
Yes.
So it's, come on with me and I'll make you fishers of men. They didn't go fishing in the sea, did they, for men? But they were out on the dry ground. Amen?
Amen.
That's where they were winning them. Was Peter, when he preached that first message of his, was he on the sea or was he on dry land?
Dry land.
Dry, parched land. Some of those people had actually crucified the Lord. He said, what can we do? What must we do to be saved? Repent and believe the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
Ezekiel 47:10, fishing signifies the increase of or in numbers.
Yeah. You're going out fishing so that you can increase the amount of people in the building material for the building. Amen?
Amen.
Because unless you're out there fishing for men, there can't be any new souls. Can there?
No.
We can't keep the water inside the church. It has to flow out of the church. The river has to flow out. And we are his temples, and therefore his temple, and therefore we have to let the water flow from us. Then what else?
All the kids and the calves should be the fishers.
Yeah. Everybody has to learn how to fish. Otherwise, there's no increase. Amen?
Amen.
And then what?
The picture in Ezekiel 47 shows us that along with the river are the trees, the fish, the kids, the calves, the fishers, and their nets.
Praise the Lord. Look at all these different things that are there. Read it again.
The picture in Ezekiel 47 shows us that along with the river are the trees.
The trees. Is the Lord the tree of life?
Yes.
Amen. Then what?
The fish.
The fish. Yeah, the souls. Then what?
The kids.
Amen. The young ones. What?
The calves.
And the young ones some more.
The fishers.
The people that are out there fishing for them. Then what?
And their nets.
And their nets. And they're laying their nets on dry ground. Does that seem right to you? Hmm?
Yes.
Doesn't it line up scripturally?
Yes.
And we have to pay strict attention to Ezekiel and the Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament. It's all the same. Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. Lord bless.